Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And welcome to another edition of Cavs HQ. Great to join you on the radio side of the LKNL Cavaliers Radio Network alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito. I am John Michael. Great to have you aboard. 80 games are in the books. Rafa, we have arrived now in New York City to complete the final two games, home and home, here tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, as the Cavaliers take on the Knicks, and then back home, Fan Appreciation Night Wednesday, also against the Knicks. The Cavaliers, a couple of wild games as the Cavs were beaten in Philadelphia. Prior to that, a victory at home over Washington, the Cavs' eighth in a row on their own floor. Tyronn Lue, Rafa, gets back on the bench for the Cavaliers, and I mean, you want to test the guy's health? Well, have two games like the Wizard game and the Sixer game back-to-back. He appears to be all right, huh?
I think they were just trying to see how his nerves were, for sure.
But two wildest games of the season, pretty much.
Welcome to my hometown. Yeah. Finally, they let us do Cavs HQ off the road, and what a moment to do it. I think it's winding down the season. If we had talked about the way we did on spring training, or what it was like training camp, and we talked about the Cavs being involved in a duel with the Philadelphia 76ers for the third and fourth place, and still not sure of having home court advantage for the first round of the playoffs, I don't think anybody would have think I was fine in the head. But then at the end of the day, I think it's good for the sport, it's good for basketball, and it's good for the Cavs, who I believe not only we seem to be getting healthy, even though Rodney Hood went down Friday night in Philadelphia.
Precautionary. Yeah.
The team said a sore Achilles.
Sorry, yeah.
And we're down the two point guards. Again, precautionary. I'll tell you later, when we were in Philadelphia, I was at the gym with Jose Calderon having a little chat while he was treating his hamstring. And I believe we're getting into the playoff healthier than we actually had been the whole season.
Yeah, the joke was Fan Appreciation Night is usually the night where, you know, nobody plays. Mm-hmm. It might be the first night where everybody's back. I mean, literally all season long. You think about the beginning of the season, Cavs didn't have Isaiah until the middle of the year. And then that was off and on. Kevin got hurt right at about that time. Kevin, he missed 20 games. So this team, still though, Rafa, I mean, George Hill's out. Jose Calderon's out for each of those two games, those wild games. You get those high scores going both ways. A lot of turnovers in those games. Not surprising, as the Cavs didn't have a pure point guard on the floor.
Blessing in disguise, I guess, John, because George Hill gets hurt. Amazingly enough, once again, Calderon's number gets called, and he is so ready to battle.
Oh, is he good?
I don't think we win that game. It was in the Dallas game where he got hurt. I don't think the Cavs win that game if Jose Calderon doesn't come in and play those 15 straight minutes and guide the team to a game that had been a little dull at the beginning, and all of a sudden he comes in, and I forget which one of our beat writers said that when Calderon plays in the game, all the trains are on time. And it's kind of what Toulouse kind of said. And we notice now the absence of Jose Calderon. I think it's affecting Jordan Clarkson. It's affecting LeBron, who was a lot more tired than normal against Philadelphia. But, again, this is all about – this Cavs HQ is about finally getting a chance to talk about what everybody wants to see. It's the playoff basketball in Cleveland, even though we might go in there as low a seed as we have been. But – I would like to remind our fans what happened to the Celtics last year when they were just trying to win the number one home field advantage. Maybe Isaiah Thomas' injury got a little more serious than it was, and now we see the case of Philadelphia trying to be in third place, trying to finish for them but they might have to play the 82 games that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of overextending yourself. I think my takeaway, though, is I truly don't think it matters to LeBron. I really don't. I mean, I believe Tron said it after the game in Philadelphia. He said, you're going to have to beat these two. You know, somebody said, well, you might have to play Toronto in the second round. He said, well, you know what? We're probably going to have to play Toronto at some point.
Anyway,
you know, what difference does it make? I think LeBron feels the same way. And I think right now, Indiana didn't look really good playing the tail end of a back-to-back as they lost badly to Toronto the night after they whipped Golden State. Yeah. But Indiana's playing a lot better basketball than the team sitting at 6, 7, and 8 right now. I mean, I think it's clear if you had to pick teams, you'd prefer to play Washington, Miami, or Milwaukee than you would Indiana. But in the end, if the Cavs do end up fourth, we're going to talk a lot about this, about the Cavs situation, the playoff picture here in this first half of the show, and that's going to come up on the other side of the break. But you'd rather, I think if you had to pick teams, you'd rather play not Indiana right now. But if the Cavs happen to do that, I don't think LeBron cares. I don't think Teron cares. I don't think anybody cares. And they're just going to go and look to take care of business in the Hoosier State.
And I know everybody will agree with me when I say everybody wants to meet the Celtics now in the playoffs with the Kyrie Irving injury. But you have to be careful when you're trying to set up yourself and trying to, you know, maybe finish in the third
Cavs,
because
the
you can. It doesn't
never
matter. You'll play whoever you have to play to make it to the final.
Well, if history tells us anything, let's think back to last season. Okay, the Cavs go into Boston, right? Supposedly, well, it was with the number one seed, the top spot in the East at the time on the line. It was early April. Okay, the Cavs went in there and just drilled Boston on their home floor, sent a message, everything else. And then didn't bother to win again the rest of the season. That was about 4 or 5 games and just let Boston take the one seed. You know, nobody
cared.
Well,
Boston player Isaiah Thomas was a little hurt.
Yeah, nobody cared around here. You know what I mean? The Cavs didn't, okay, we're the 2 seed. You know what I mean? What difference does it make if we're going to play the 8 team or play the 7 team? Now, don't get me wrong. They're trying to win these games. I mean, it's not like they don't care if they win or lose games. But I think, as LeBron said, this team just needs to get better. And that's what they're doing. I laugh that you said a fatigued LeBron. And you're right. I mean, they're playing the tail end of a back-to-back. All right, this is a guy playing the 80th game of the season in his 15th year at the age of 33. And a tired LeBron went for 44-11-11.
And he
44-11-11 and played 40 minutes.
And basically have more points in the second half, 35, than a lot of people average in 2 games.
Yeah, then he had the entire game before against Washington, a game in which he was brilliant. And the Cavs in that game, by the way, trailed by 17 with 7.5 minutes remaining. LeBron in those last 7.5 minutes goes for 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, en route to a 33-14-9 game. As the Cavs were resurrected from done in that ball game. And then the Sixers game down by 30 late in the first half, cut it to 1 in the final minute, couldn't get over the hump. But some wild, wild games here in game 79 and 80, as we have only 2 more remaining. It's just as if this wild roller coaster of a season couldn't get any crazier. Well, they found a way to do it. Now here we are, the last couple of games. We still don't know where the Cavs are going to sit.
You can't say the Cavs fans, the Cavs don't entertain their fans.
That's right. There is never a dull moment. Never a dull moment around this organization. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at that playoff picture. And both the East and the West is wild right now. We'll break down. Cavs sit a half game right now behind Philadelphia. But the Cavs are going to take the tiebreak with Philly no matter what. Even with that loss, Indiana's loss is guaranteed. The Cavaliers, we'll explain this to you, will win the tiebreaker with Philadelphia if the teams finish with the same record. So that means if the Cavs win both games against the Knicks tomorrow here in New York, then back at home on Fan Appreciation Night, that will force Philly to win their final 3 games of the season. Not the most difficult opponents for Philadelphia, but they have a tricky back-to-back. They have Dallas at home coming up, then a back-to-back at Atlanta, back home against the Milwaukee team that may very well be playing for something in Game 82. We'll break it all down for you when we come back. This is Cavs HQ on the Alcadown Cavaliers Radio Network.
To the NHL runs through Cleveland. Catch hockey's future stars as your Cleveland Monsters battle at Quicken Loans Arena.
Friday, April 13th is Fan Salute Night in 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugar Hill Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey off the players' backs.
For details, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
As the official drugstore of the Cavs, Monsters, and Gladiators, Discount Drug Mart knows how rising healthcare costs and the economy have affected our communities. Our generic prescription program offers hundreds of medications for a 30-day supply starting at only $1.99 and a 90-day supply for only $5.89. We'll match any local competitor prescription prices so you get the best price along with the best service in our pharmacies or at our drive-thru.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour.
Tell me you're free.
Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L-Series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Our playoff preview rolls along. Cavaliers, and as we are here in New York getting set for the Cavs matchup with the Knicks tomorrow night in Philadelphia, lost a wild one by the final of 132-130, which puts the Sixers a half game in front of the Cavaliers. Sixers in third, Cavaliers are in fourth. Cavs have two games remaining, Sixers have three remaining. What's really interesting here, Rafa, is the tiebreaker situation. Head-to-head, of course, is the first tiebreaker. With that victory, the Cavs, victory by the Sixers even the season series at two games apiece. First tiebreaker, however, is division winner. The Sixers will not win their division, as Toronto has already claimed that. The Cavaliers, should they finish in a tie with the Sixers, they're guaranteed to win at least one more game, which would give them the Central Division title, as right now the Pacers are two back of the Cavaliers with two to play.
For sure, that is a thing that the Cavs have in their pocket. The only tiebreaker the Cavs don't have is against Indiana. And the Cavs, with two games to go, all they have to do is win one to secure themselves, I think, a seventh division title in the history of the franchise, if I'm not mistaken. So that is the first battle for Monday night. And we all know how good LeBron is at the lights of Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. The other thing is, with Philadelphia having what you mentioned, that back-to-back, and finishing the season with Milwaukee. And again, we already said about what Fan Appreciation Night is, and it's more of a time to see the guys that don't really get to play, guys that just need to play a couple of minutes to tune up for the playoff. But Philadelphia might have to play out if they want to finish fourth. Again, everybody on that battle to finish third, have the home field advantage for that first round, and avoiding the Raptors for the first round. But the way we have played the Raptors, I think the other teams have a lot more to avoid than we do.
So basically, the Cavs need only one win. The Cavs' magic number is one in dealing with the Pacers in terms of wrapping up home court advantage. If you're curious about who the Pacers have left, they have a home and home with Charlotte over their final two games. But a magic number is one, basically, for the Cavaliers to make sure they have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs in terms of their dealing with Indiana. I think it's interesting that the division winner, that's the second tie break now. I mean, for years, the NBA has been playing with this for a while. You know, what it means to be a division winner. Mm-hmm. And previously it had been, if you win your division, you're one of the top three seeds. Okay.
Correct.
But now, then we had teams basically coming out of the Southeast Division. They were the main culprit, which were seventh, you know, which were almost close at times.
It used to happen in the West, in the Western Conference, that the Clippers or whoever was over, I think it was Memphis at one point, who was like the seventh record
that
in the league.
That division was also the culprit, right? Yeah. And at one point it got scary because that team had the ninth best record. They were leading the division but had the ninth best record in the conference. And the NBA was saying, oh, my goodness, I hope this doesn't hold up because we don't know what we're going to do in this situation. So eventually, you know, then the new rule was like a division winner's guaranteed your top four seeds, but you kept getting funky results. Yeah. You know, and finally they said, this is crazy. However you finish in the conference is however you're going to match up in terms of your playoff seeding. But we're going to keep this. It's the lone remnant here. If you're the division winner, you are going to get this second tiebreaker, and it's going to play into the Cavaliers' hands should the Cavaliers and the Sixers finish with the same record after these 82 games. So we're going to see how it plays out. Another question, though, Rob, is do the Cavs play full throttle in game number 82 We don't know. You know, again, we talked about, hey, seeding is somewhat important, but the Cavs aren't all that, you know, heck bent over making sure they, you know, get into this seed or get into that seed. I don't know. We'll see how it we're going to see how it all plays out.
I'll tell you what I'm sure of. Tomorrow night they'll play all out in New York here at Madison Square Garden. And then we'll see what the Philadelphia 76ers have, and then also depending on what Milwaukee is going to be playing for. Because once again, that whole picture in the East, 3-4 is being battled by Philadelphia.
Right.
Indiana still has a shot at home field advantage for the first round of the playoff if we can stumble a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then after that, 6, 7, and 8. I mean, if we were the travel coordinator for the Cavaliers or the 76ers, we don't know where to make reservations because or those teams, they don't know whether they're going to Indiana, where they're going, I mean, Cleveland, Philadelphia, Boston, or Toronto. It's unbelievable.
Right now, Miami is in sixth place. They have a half-game lead over Milwaukee, which has a half-game lead over the sinking Wizards. The Wizards lost home to Atlanta, 103-97. That puts the Wizards in eighth place. So that's going to be interesting. Boy, you know, that shapes up. I would love to see a Wizards-Boston series, 2-7. I think those guys, with the injuries to Boston.
And the rivalry that has developed in the division.
With the way the Wizards were, I think that would be a fun series. Although that said, Washington has sunk into the A spot, 2 to play for Washington, 3 to play for Milwaukee. So, yeah, and then you have to wonder, does Milwaukee, now they might get to pick on that final game. Do we want to play the 2 seed? Do we want to play the 3 seed? You know, and the funny part about it is that the last 3 seasons, we haven't cared right now. You know what I mean? Coming down the stretch, this is the first time it's been interesting, and you can take it back to 4 seasons before that. The Cavs weren't in the playoffs. I mean, this is the first time this has been interesting in a long, long time this late in the season for Cavalier fans.
And we'll see what the last couple of days of the season are. But you know how that they I don't know if it's an app or a commercial that says be the smartest guy on Monday about the water cooler. You mentioned the tiebreaker. You want to know what the tiebreaker order is? The first one is better record.
Head
so there's
head.
No tiebreaker. No tiebreaker needed. The better record. The second one, the first one is, I'm sorry, the head-to-head record. Second one, division leader wins tie from team not leading a division. So that means winning the division. The third one, division one-loss percentage for teams in the same division.
Right, which would not apply,
to the Cavs and the
Sixers. Right, go ahead.
The fourth one is conference one-loss percentage.
Right.
Then you go into winning and losing percentage versus playoff teams of the own conference. If there's still a tie, it's the winning percentage against playoff teams in other conference. And then if there's still a tie, there's a seventh one. It's the net points in all games, all season.
All right, we're going to step away. More Cavs HQ right after this.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Now that you picked it all out, it's time to pick your discount, pick your payment, and pick your deal. Once again, LeBins let you decide how you want to pay for your mattress. Get 60 months no interest plus 10% off, or get 24 months no interest plus 20% off, or get 6 months no interest and an incredible 25% off, which makes a Serta Perfect Sleeper Comfort Plush Queen Set now only $6.99. Pick your deal on Restore Grand Legacy, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, save 50% on all Tempur-Pedic floor models. This weekend, you pick at LeBins.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
I do this for my time. Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at cavs.com/shop.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We are back here on Cavs HQ. John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito. We took a look at the Eastern Conference playoff race on the other side of the break. Man, you thought the East was wild. The West, what a cluster that is. I mean, Houston's locked into the one. Golden State is two. Portland's sitting pretty right now in third place. They have a two-game lead over fourth-place Utah. Those teams have three to play. However, Utah holds the tiebreaker, and Portland closes with Utah. Rafa, after that, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans are all tied for fifth. Minnesota is a half game back in eighth. Denver is only a half game behind Minnesota in ninth. So teams 5 through 9 are separated by only one game right now in the West. Teams 4 through 9 are separated by only two games. I mean, you want to talk about a lot of shuffling that still can take place. That's going to be the case over this last week of the season.
And then if you're a fan of mathematics, the LA Clippers are still dangling a little bit to the numbers. But it is interesting to see how in the West everything is going to come down to the last game of the season for Minnesota is at home against Denver. Denver holds the tiebreaker. So if they win out, they're in. Minnesota is just hoping for Denver to kind of lose something here so they can have an advantage for the end of the season. But it is now Jimmy Butler is back, at least for this. He had a great game in his return, 17 points. But I think it is interesting, especially when we mentioned all the three guys that have been playing, have started every game. For Minnesota, with all that talent, to be on the cliff, knowing which way the tie is going to turn, I think it's unbelievable. It says a lot about the Western Conference.
I mean, it is. And, man, I don't know about you, but if there's an organization, I think that you feel bad for it. I mean, these guys have missed the playoffs so many times in a row, and they seem like a lock. I mean, a dead lock 2 months ago. They were sitting pretty right in the middle of that pack. They lose Jimmy Butler. They start sinking like a stone. They got a huge win just last night in L.A. They beat the Lakers 113-96 to stay in that eighth spot. Otherwise, they would be on the outside looking in right now. Minnesota finishes with Memphis. That's good news. And Denver, like you said. The crazy part is Oklahoma City, San Antonio, they could miss the playoffs. I mean, if they don't finish this thing strong, Oklahoma City finishes with Houston. Then they have Miami and Memphis to close out the season. For San Antonio, Portland, Sacramento, and New Orleans. Portland and New Orleans are no picnic. So, I mean, these powerhouses, conceivably, I mean, without too much craziness happening, could miss the playoffs.
New Orleans sitting on fifth. And I think that's another way to look at it, about what Anthony Davis has done with this team. After the injury of DeMarcus Cousins, when we played them the other week, we talked about how whether or not they miss him, but I don't think it's fair to look at it that way. But I mean, numbers don't lie.
Yeah, they miss him, but geez, I mean, the fact that they're still afloat is remarkable. I think Alvin Gentry's done an incredible job. Yeah. I mean, that's the same. It almost, when they lost Cousins, you basically, I don't know, people projecting who was going to get into the playoffs. That team was an out as equally as Minnesota was an in. But what they've done has been some special stuff. So, yeah, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans all are tied for fifth. Minnesota's in eighth, just a half game back. Denver in ninth, a half game behind Minnesota. So wild stuff to close out there. Like I said, Houston's been locked into that one seed. Golden State, boy, they got drilled in Indiana two nights ago, and they're getting close to being whole. I mean, Steph Curry's out, and he's going to be out into the playoffs, likely to miss the first round. Andre Iguodala's been out. They have been banged up, but Klay Thompson's back. Kevin Durant's back. Draymond Green is back. They went into Indiana and got belted. I mean, that was a 20-point game.
And they were swept for the first time with Kerr being the head coach.
They never by been
Indiana
swept
because by, they right. lost. They lost at home as well in Indiana. And San Antonio, the good news for them, they have three games left. They sit in the sixth spot, and two of those games are at home, where they have a 31-8 record. On the road, they're 14-26.
Crazy. Crazy for a Greg Popovich team. So a lot can happen in this last week. A lot of scoreboard watching to be done. Two more for the Cavaliers starting tomorrow night here in New York as they take on the Knicks. People step away. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Don't forget to look for ProPoint signs posted on qualifying items throughout Discount Drug Mart and present your Courtesy Plus card to the cashier when you purchase those items. Redeem your points while supplies last for valuable Cavs rewards, including hats and t-shirts, ticket discounts, suite tickets, fantasy basketball on the main floor, a courtside kid spot, including 4-game tickets, and more. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities, now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L-Series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Checking your phone while you drive is never okay. So to help you focus on the road, here's everything that's happening in your feed. That player you love? Just retired. That team you hate? First place. Last night's finale? Everyone survived. Except for that guy. You know the one. And Mike posted another gym selfie. Hashtag, do you even lift, bro? See, all of this can wait while you drive. Oh, that player who retired? He just unretired.
This message was fun, but distracted driving is no joke. AT&T reminds you, it can wait. Take the pledge at itcanwait.com.
The Eagles, live in concert. Welcome to the Hotel California. Performing over four decades of hits. Take it to the limit. Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Life in the fast lane. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com. I do this for my town.
I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
Ron Lovett, a two-man game. He walked right down Euclid.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Of course, a big part of the Cavalier organization is its dedication to the Northeast Ohio communities. And last month, the Cavs hosted fourth grade students from Westside Community School of the Arts in Cleveland for a special poetry-themed event as part of the Read to Achieve program in association with Cedar Point and Castaway Bay. Students worked with Cavs in-arena host Ahmad Crump, members of the Scream Team, and the Cavs girls to create their very own basketball haikus and put poetry into motion through dance. Fourth graders not only left Cleveland Clinic course with a special Cavs swag bag, but with a better appreciation of how fun poetry can be. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Rafa,
you looking at my puzzle face?
I'm wondering what basketball haiku you are coming up with currently.
I'm wondering. I can't even say I'm smarter than a fourth grader because I don't know what a haiku is.
Is that right? It's one of those little poems, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
I have nothing now.
They don't have haikus in El Salvador?
I feel like the kid from the Sandlot who never had a s'more. No, I never had a s'more, and I don't know what a haiku is.
It's a short poem. We can work on it at the break. It's a short poem. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Like LeBron is
like a rhyme thing?
No, it doesn't have to rhyme. We'll work on it at the break. No haikus in El Salvador, huh? It's like a short form. it's like a short little poetry.
You know
thing.
What they say? They learn. You learn something every day. I just accomplished that today.
You learned about poetry. I thought you were broad and, you know, you had a lot of different interests. And
I just
else.
Changed the name of the show. It's like I'm smarter than a fourth grader because it used to be fifth grader. I'm dumping down.
We'll be back with more haikus right here on Cavs HQ right after this. We are back for the second half of Cavs HQ here on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network, coming to you from New York City, where the Cavaliers will be in action game 81 tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, as they take on the New York Knicks. The Knicks took care of Miami by 122-98. No, they're playing, man. Why tank? I mean, they've been out of the playoffs for a while, and we welcome to the show my partner, Cavalier legend, Jim Jones. Partner, did you sleep all right last night?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Yeah. Had a good night.
Last back-to-back of the season.
I had a good night because I woke up this morning.
that always helps. Jim, this weekend,
yes.
Today and tomorrow, the first two days, I should say, in a row that the Cavaliers have not played a game since the All-Star break. Think about that. The Cavs have played every other day, at least every other day. Couple back-to-back sprinkled in there at least every other day since the All-Star break. Craziness.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's you know the crazy thing? It's hard to believe that everybody's playing the same schedule. I've never heard of a schedule in any professional sport other than baseball. Other than baseball, which is always an exception.
It's a grind, yep. Yeah.
You know, where you play every other day. But in baseball, you don't get as fatigued as we do from competing. I just don't know how LeBron has done it. You know, at some point, I know that's going to be a question. When do you shut him down? Is it you play hard against the Knicks tomorrow night? Well, Monday.
And, well, he's playing both games.
And then, I know he wants 82, and he's so stubborn. But I'm telling you guys, if there's any way that we could get him to rest at home game, which he won't because that's appreciation night. and
maybe
and,
pull the Tristan, and, right, take the tip, and then foul somebody,
then foul
and, get
somebody
the
and get the heck out of there. Because I just don't understand.
Let me ask you a question. You, sure. As a player, in the groove, as he calls it, that LeBron has been in, I don't think he wants to stop. I don't think he wants to just not play at least 15, 20 minutes just so he can stay in that rhythm. He has been unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's only one game. You know, we're looking at one game. We know that
he might have nothing to play for, too.
That's right. We'll see. Then it's easy. So what does that do if he doesn't play the final game where he just pulls a Tristan and taps somebody and then he's out?
Pulls a Tristan.
Well, what it does, it gives him two extra days, right? It gives him two extra days of rest. And we know what he's like when he can get a couple days back-to-back. I don't think it'll hurt his rhythm. I just think that, well, maybe it's too late to give him a break. You know, he hasn't had one in 2 months.
You know what? A lot of people talk about, and this was before I was with the organization, Jim, you were here, but that there was some criticism of resting guys down the stretch before LeBron departed to go south. There was a lot of criticism about resting guys down the stretch that the Cavs never got their rhythm back. You know, I think that's a tough one for me, you know, to reconcile. How do you do that as a coaching staff? What do you say? Jimmy, I completely agree with you that the more rest right now you can get for LeBron after the guy played 80 in a row, I agree, you know, the better for the playoff picture and everything else. But to me, that's a tough question for a coaching staff. And we haven't, I think because of the schedule, we haven't seen that really out of anybody in the NBA across the league of resting guys down the stretch because, A, these conferences are so tight, and, B, I think the schedule has something to do with that as well.
Yeah, I agree, John, but I also think that's the reason why there's so many injuries. There's been an unbelievable
most in over
amount
a decade.
Of injuries.
Most in over a decade.
Of your best players, not a guy coming off the bench, a second-tier player. Of your best players are getting hurt because at some points – especially in the first half of games, they're not blowing that whistle in the first half. You know, they're trying to speed up the game, and to the detriment of the players, there's so much incidental contact that is being allowed that what it does for a player, it makes them more aggressive because that's the way we're conditioned. Oh, you're not going to call that? oh, I got him good once, no whistle. Okay, maybe I can do something a little
you
more.
You keep adding until the, yes, until the whistle shows up.
Yes, because it's a competitive thought. And that happens. And I just think that there's too many injuries. And they say, well, we'll look at it in the middle of the season. Yeah, but if you're so caught up on making it a faster game and you're so caught up on pace of the game, you know, as a league, then how much considerations are you going to give to just calling it as you see it? Because they don't call it as they see it anymore. And that is an adjustment that I think players have made.
Go ahead.
They've been complaining, but they've made the adjustment.
You know, speaking of the minutes, speaking of the time, entering the Friday night game against Philadelphia, there were only 9 players in the league that have started 79 games, just like LeBron had going into the game. Now he has 80.
Right.
Bradley Beal, 24 years old. Taj Gibson, 32. Marcin Gortat, 34. Chris Middleton, 26. Tyrone Prince, 24. Karl Anthony Towns, 22. Andrew Wiggins, 23. And Thaddeus Young, 29. The average is like 27 years old.
Yeah.
Three of them playing the same
starting lineup. I was just about to say, what do three of those guys have in common?
Well,
Tom Thibodeau Timberwolves. We've seen this movie before.
And I'm sure they play 35 minutes.
And Tom Thibodeau's mentality is like Sherman going through Georgia.
These are our best guys, man.
Anything that moves.
These are our best guys. They ain't coming out.
No, they're not coming out. But 4 or 5 of those guys are Volkswagen vans. But we're talking about thoroughbreds like Wiggins and LeBron, you know, who play with such intensity and so much athleticism.
And inside, right, and like Anthony Towns, banging all night. Well, he's banging all 38 minutes he's playing.
They're getting hit, man. I mean, people don't understand all those little hits. I remember when I was younger. Wow, wait a minute. Let me see if I can remember when I was younger. Okay. You know, that I'd wake up in the morning and say, oh, man, what's this? What this Red Bruce? Oh,
then you remember the elbow
right
in the face, putting your ribs in your
right kidney. Because the only ones you remember are the ones to the face because you don't want to hurt my beauty, you know. But all those other bruises are the ones because I used to get up, man, and my wife would look at my back and say, "Ooh, Jim, what happened to your back? I got all these dark bruises from getting hit." Because then you could be more physical, you know. So you get hit, man, and it's John. You know, it's just like hockey. It's a culmination that all through the year you keep getting hit here,
it's
you keep getting hit
there,
right? In boxing, what happens? It's not the first punch. It's the punch after. It's the combination
those
punches.
In boxing, the best, obviously, is the knockout punch. But the setup to that is the jab.
That's just right.
Flipping the neck back and back.
Yeah,
and
that
back.
You're already flinching because of what happened earlier. Yeah. You know, so it's a combination of things.
You know, what I think is interesting, we were talking about the schedule. Mm-hmm. And this summer, the NBA, you know, went above and beyond to eliminate all 4 and 5s.
You can't say they didn't try to fix.
This is what I'm trying to say, right, because which is an unbelievably difficult task. When you consider a lot of different things, the rodeo, for example, in San Antonio, all the other shows, Pink, Timberlake, the things that are in, you know, Cleveland. And let's not forget the Air Canada Center. The Maple Leafs have 41 home dates. In Dallas, the Stars have 41 home
dates.
Right. So the NBA is trying to avoid and juggle and do all these things and keep teams out of 4 and 5s. And they did that for the first time maybe ever. I mean, for the first time in decades. Yep. And unfortunately, now we're seeing all these injuries. You know, the NBA went out of their way. I was surprised at the backlash of how many people who have said, no, I don't like it this way. Now we hear people saying, I'd rather be playing 4 and 5s, not just – us, the broadcasters and people who cover the sport, but players as well saying, well, some are saying, yeah, I like every other day, but I more than I thought are now saying, you know what, I kind of like 4 and 5s because at least we knew we had the day off in between, and then the day or two after the 4 and 5s, we're going to get complete days off. So who knows? And like Jim alluded to, the injuries, but, you know, those guys who track injuries and everything, they're higher than they've been in a decade, more injuries this season, and like Jim said, the superstars.
And I have a question about that, Jim, because I would imagine that playing every other day, it gives the players time to get the right treatment in between games as opposed to playing back-to-back when, you know, like, for example, we play Washington on Thursday. We had to travel right after that to go to come to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The guys don't get the right treatment because we have to rush to the plane and get in. So obviously, I'm not gonna argue with science and stats, but you can.
Because I see where you're going, Rafa, and it is. It's just a culmination of the body will get its rest one way or another because it'll break down.
It will shut down.
It'll do what it has to do. Okay, Jones, you're playing on a bad knee. Usually I at least get a day off and then a practice. Now I got a day off and then I play again. I got to go just intense, so I can't get ahead of the healing. And so guys that have had injuries in prior injuries, you know, it's just a culmination of those injuries building. The other thing about our league, and you guys know it, is that let's tell it like it is. They're running from football. That's our problem. We're running from football.
What do you mean? No, seven out of ten games on Sundays? Is that what you're saying?
It's the game on Thursday that we're running from. They add an extra game, and now there's a weekend between the Super Bowl. They go all the way into January. If you ask 10 people, you know, what sport would they rather watch, football or basketball, 7 out of 10 always choose football. So we're trying to maximize our attendance, and we're trying to maximize viewership. And we can't beat football.
I wonder if that will get better if we are tailgating for the NBA games.
Yeah. We could at 20 below. At 20 below up in Minnesota.
Well,
yeah. But Minnesotans, you know, they wouldn't complain. They'd probably enjoy it. Tailgating out there in a blizzard.
But certainly schedule is something that's going
to
be examined
once again
by the NBA this offseason. We're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, we'll have more with Cavs legend Jim Jones. We're going to talk about the Cavaliers as they get set to roll into the postseason, hoping for a fourth consecutive lengthy playoff run. That's next on Cavs HQ. I do this for
my town. I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. The Cavs team shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates with Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum selling Train, May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now, online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train live.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Checking your phone while you drive is never okay. So to help you focus on the road, here's everything that's happening in your feed. That player you love? Just retired. That team you hate? First place. Last night's finale? Everyone survived. Except for that guy. You know the one. And Mike posted another gym selfie. Hashtag, do you even lift, bro? See, all of this can wait while you drive. Oh, that player who retired? He just unretired.
This message was fun, but distracted driving is no joke. AT&T reminds you, it can wait. Take the pledge at itcanwait.com.
As the official drugstore of the Cavs, Monsters, and Gladiators, Discount Drug Mart knows how rising healthcare costs and the economy have affected our communities. Our generic prescription program offers hundreds of medications for a 30-day supply starting at only $1.99 and a 90-day supply for only $5.89. We'll match any local competitor prescription prices so you get the best price along with the best service in our pharmacies or at our drive-thru.
We're back on Cavs HQ. John Rafa and Jim Jones. Great to have you with us. Two games remain for the Cleveland Cavaliers, a home and home with the New York Knicks tomorrow night here in New York at Madison Square Garden. Then back home on Wednesday for Fan Appreciation Night. Jim, two games ago, to be precise, Tyronn Lue returns. He also announces that Jeff Green will be his starting power forward for the rest of the regular season and on into the playoffs. And what does Jeff Green do in the next two games against Washington and Philadelphia on back-to-back nights? He goes for 21 against the Wizards, 33 a season high against the Sixers, a combined 18 of 22 from the field, 7 of 9 from distance, 54 points. Is it I feel confident now that they put this trust in me? Is it something different? I mean, that front line is formidable heading into the playoffs. LeBron, Green, and Love, 3, 4, 5.
Well, I know from my own experiences and from the way that Lou sets the lineup, remember when they made the switch from Mozgov to Tristan, that they look at who the possibilities of who we're playing.
Right.
And they try to and they try to see what flexibility do they have in the starting five and the bench players that are going to come in rows 6 and 7, and what problems can we cause against teams that would help us to offset the double teaming and the defensive designs to contain or control LeBron. And with Jeff Green out there, teams have a real issue because everybody wants to run faster, right? They want to get that 6'7 guy out there who can do this and that, but you can't put a 6'7 guy on LeBron. But then you can't put a 6'9, a 6'7, or 6'8 guy on Kevin Love, and you can't put a center on Kevin Love. So we have some advantages to start out with. First of all, a center can't guard Love. Second of all, no one can guard LeBron. Now you've got a small forward at 6'9 who's just as agile as anybody 6'5 through 6'7 who can go inside, outside. John and I talk about it all the time, his ability to make the three-point shot. I tracked him about a month ago. He was like 2 for 15 for three-point range.
Yeah, he had a couple of rough weeks.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what the point is with Jeff? If you keep him engaged, you know, keep him involved, get him some touches, you know, he's just as good as anybody playing that spot, and he's shown that, Rafa.
And I think he's also shown that he has the body, the athleticism, and the body of work to play 40, 35 minutes, which he averaged in the last two games. He played 41 in Philadelphia.
41, yeah.
31, I think, against the Wizards. Know, but you just mentioned just one side of the ball.
Yes.
I think on the other side is where Jeff Green creates a ton of problems for the opposition because he can guard that guy, that 6'1", 6'4 guard who doesn't like to have a body that size in front of him.
Never had a 6'8", 6'9 in front of him.
Or he could go and bang with a bigger guy. You know, you want to mention the centers that are left or that we might look in the playoff. That's Jeff Green's position, which gives Kevin Love a little rest, a little break, or LeBron James. Well, usually it's LeBron James and down the stretch guarding the tougher guy. But now it was in Philadelphia, it was Jeff Green on Simmons, it was Jeff Green, even on Markelle Fultz he was at one point.
LeBron's the one. LeBron's the one that you get the rest on that end of the floor. I agree with you. And, you know, I thought Teron's comments and explaining why I went with Jeff Green were meaningful. He didn't mention the offensive side. He said, well, Jeff can stay with players like Oladipo. He was naming basically guards who the Cavs might see in the playoffs. He said John Wall. He said Victor Oladipo. His ability to switch out. We saw Tristan playing that role when the Cavs made those runs into the finals. You think back to the 2016, that championship series. It was Tristan out there dealing with Steph Curry for 4 or 5 seconds in a possession, dealing with Klay Thompson for 4 or 5 seconds because of that versatility, and it looks like it's going to be Green moving forward in that role.
But you know what? I loved Green doing that switch up top.
Yes.
As opposed to Tristan Thompson ending up. Because Tristan, he can stand in front of the guard, Jim, but when it's Jeff Green staying with the one or switching to a five?
Yeah.
The chances that the Cavs are going to have a better defensive possession are a lot better.
Yeah, it's definitely an upgrade, and I think that's where Lou was going. You know, anytime Lou tells you something about one side of the ball and nothing else, that means that he's holding back. You know, I mean, he can't hide. You know, we know him too well.
I played poker with him.
Oh, you have. Yeah. You understand then. You know, and I remember him saying a couple years ago, he said, Jones, I would love for us to be in a position where we could start five guys and all five are scoring threats. Because you got to score. I mean, defense is great. You know, this isn't football. You know, you don't win championships in our sport because you play great defense. You win championships because when you get that defensive rebound or turnover, you got to score the ball. Yeah. Defense gives you an opportunity in our game, but offense wins the games. And when people are talking matchups, they're not necessarily talking defensively. They're talking on the other side of the ball. You know, am I going to let Jeff Green get 20-20? You know, do I have a guy I can put out there who can match up with him physically? Oh, he's a role player. Oh, he's a sixth or seventh man. Do I want a sixth or seventh man in my lineup with my starting five? And they don't. So they try to get around it. And the Cavs have been exposing it.
And you just hit that. You just hit, I think, a point I wanted to make. What I love about that combination with Green in the starting role or Green playing with LeBron and Kevin Love is that it is a lineup that the Cavaliers force the other team to move their chips.
Always.
You know what I mean? The other team has to react to that combination.
And most teams can't.
And most teams don't have the ability. You mentioned Kevin Love being guarded by a center. That means the rim protector is away from the basket. Yeah. You know, so it is a pick you poison kind of thing. Philadelphia's head coach was mentioning whether you want LeBron a passer or LeBron That's a scorer right. and this and that.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Well, they try to bail out with analytics. You know, they try to use the analytic numbers when it comes to Jeff Green as a starter. And listen, there are no numbers for Jeff Green as a starter. and see, so teams say, well, it's this late in the year. We don't want to disrupt what we got going. So we'll try to play it out. And a lot of times what happens is that they try to live and die with it in the hopes that who's ever out there on Jeff Green can hold his own until they get their substitution. So it doesn't become disruptive. But it is disruptive. Why? Because LeBron James knows that. And he looks for him, John, and he makes him relevant on the offensive side.
Yeah, and that's going to be huge. I mean, if the Cavs can consistently, as we get into the playoffs, if you get 16 points consistently out of Jeff Green, there's your third guy. I mean, like they got out of J.R. Smith during the championship run, looking for that tertiary score, the third guy who can chip in. And still, you know, we've talked about 3, 4, and 5. We're coming up against a break here, running short on time. Cavs guards are still injured. I mean, we're still waiting for, you know, Calderon and Hill to come back. You know, Rodney Hood has been nicked up. If the Cavs can get any kind of contributions out of their backcourt with those guys
scoring up front. Clarkson plays better when there's a point guard on the court.
Of course, of course.
Poor Clarkson, poor Hood, right? Yeah,
these guys are dribbling around like, hey, guys, all right, enough of this dribbling stuff. We're shooters, all right? Will you guys get back in the lineup, George and Jose? All right, Jim Cho's great stuff. Tomorrow night.
You
Madison
it,
Square Garden, see you there. Cavs and Knicks.
We're going to the Blue Note first?
Go Cavs. Yes.
Afterwards.
Okay, yeah.
In fact,
might make this show
more
fun.
Where are you going tonight? And now you're going to the Yankees game?
I'm going to the house that Derek built.
Now he's just turned off all our radio.
Yeah, right.
More on Cavs HQ right after this.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
To the NHL runs through Cleveland. Catch hockey's future stars as your Cleveland Monsters battle at Quicken Loans Arena.
Friday, April 13th is Fan Salute Night in 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugar Hill Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey off the players' backs.
For details, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It was unanimous. Our customers loved our Pick Your Deal offers, so we're bringing it back this weekend at Levin's. Pick your discount, pick your payment, and pick your deal. You decide how you want to pay for furniture and mattresses. Get 60 months no interest plus 10% off, or get 24 months no interest plus 20% off, or get 6 months no interest and an incredible 25% off your entire order. That means our Benton three-piece reclining sectionals just $9.74, and have it all delivered free. This weekend, you pick at Levin's.
Free delivery.
Journey.
Don't stop believing.
Def Leppard. 2018 Tour of the Year. Cleveland, get ready. Quicken Loans Arena, May 28th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Rock music icons. Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit journeymusic.com and defleppard.com.
Hey, Dexter,
Did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so
shop now at smart-mart.com.
LeBron James.
Back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. The next time we visit, it will be playoff time. Who will the Cavaliers be facing? Who knows? One of four teams, Indiana, Miami, Washington, or Milwaukee, potential first-round matchups for the Cavaliers. We'll have it all squared away next time we meet. That will be next week right here on Cavs HQ. For Rafa, for our guest Jim Jones, I'm John. Until next week.
Let's go!
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop in to one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.